I'm Steve Junker. It's time now for the Weekend Outlook, where we take a look at what's happening on the arts and culture scene. Joining us from the Cape Cod Times newsroom is Kathy Scrizzy Driscoll, editor of the Cape Week section. Hi, Kathy.
Hi, Steve.
Kathy, December starts Saturday, and people are ready to jump into holiday festivities. This is a big weekend for celebrations, including several townwide events.
Yes, you can get ready to stroll through multiple big Christmas festivals this weekend, and they're going to offer activities for all ages and a lot of Santa sightings. In Cape Week, we have a list of more than 75 holiday happenings, so there's all kinds of choices. On Nantucket, the Festival of Trees is going on from 10 a.m. to 5 p.m. daily through December 31st at the Whaling Museum. And there's also the 45th annual Nantucket Stroll Weekend happening Friday through Sunday. Then also Friday through Sunday, there will be townwide celebrations for Brewster for the Holidays, Holly Folly Weekend in Provincetown, and Christmas in Harwich. On Saturday, there's the East Ham Holiday Festival, Christmas in Kootuat, and Hyannis' annual holiday stroll. And they've got the annual Harbor Boat Parade beginning at 4 p.m. at Hyannis Harbor. Then on Sunday, there is the Yarmouth Port Christmas Stroll from 1 to 4 p.m. along Route 6A, and they've got a tree lighting at 4:15 p.m. on the Village Green. And if you hurry, you can make it over to the West Barnstable Village tree lighting at 5 p.m. Sunday on the Village Green there on Route 149. For details on those and so many other events, you can check out the Cape Week magazine on Friday.
Now, if you're at Holly Folly, there's a special place to stop for lunch on Saturday.
Yeah, from 11:30 a.m. to 3:30 p.m., it's Super Saturday, spelled S-O-U-P-E-R, because it's a benefit for the soup kitchen in Provincetown. They'll have lunches of soups by about 30 local restaurants and other businesses at Tin Pan Alley Restaurant at 269 Commercial Street for $5 per serving. Then quarts of cold soup will also be available at the Firehouse at 254 Commercial Street. There, they're also going to have different soup kitchen merchandise items, including soup mugs, t-shirts, baseball caps, water bottles, and oven mitts for sale. The soup kitchen up there is expected to serve 15,000 hot meals this winter, and it operates weekdays from November through April at the Provincetown United Methodist Church.
The Cape Codder Resort and Spa in Hyannis is typically largely open to its guests, but starting on Friday, as happens every year, the resort will open its big Christmas celebration nightly to the public, all for a good cause.
This is the 17th annual Cape Cod Enchanted Village there, and the Cape Codder will have displays and activities inside and out, starting from 5 to 8 p.m. Friday, and then running nightly through January 1st. They'll have their courtyard decorated with thousands of lights, and they'll have a Santa's Village and snowmen set up with a fire pit providing some of the warmth out there, weather permitting, of course. In the resort's lobby, there's going to be a 32-foot tabletop Christmas village, and that will have electric model trains, collectible houses, and tiny little villagers. Santa's going to be on hand Fridays through Sundays through December 23rd, and there's going to be visits those nights too by the Cape Cod Surf Tone Carolers. On other nights, there's going to be one-hour indoor holiday concerts starting at 6 p.m. by different music groups. Visitors through December 23rd are encouraged to bring a gift card, new toy, or a non-perishable food item, and those can be placed under the giving tree, with all donations going to Independence House in Hyannis, which helps people affected by domestic violence.
To find out more about all of these events and so much else that's happening this weekend around the Cape and Islands, check out the Cape Week section in the Cape Cod Times. You'll find links along with audio of this conversation at our website, capeandislands.org. Thank you, Kathy.
Thank you, Steve.